Here in Southern California, a company based in Mexico is expanding north of the border. It's a chain of movie theaters, and as reporter Amy Isaacson found at one of its theaters in San Diego, it is very high-end.
When you step into Cinépolis, it doesn't look like a movie theater. Dave and Chris Litwack say it's more like a chic hotel.
It looks, you know, kind of young and hip, and it looks like a fun place to come.
I mean, from what it was, it looked like a, you know, horrible kind of movie theater to now it's modern and it's elegant.
Cinépolis has raised the bar. The lobby floors are dark hardwood. There's an art gallery. General manager Antonio Garcia points to people sipping cocktails at the bar.
We have an extensive wine menu with over 40 different wines. We also have an extensive drink list from chili mango martinis to Cinépolis Magnificent Margarita.
Small dining tables are dotted about. Sushi and fancy finger foods are made fresh in the kitchen. And you can order this all with the push of a button from your cushy, leather-powered recliner in the state-of-the-art theaters. When asked where they think the concept originated, people in the lobby have nearly as many guesses as there are flavors of popcorn on the menu.
I would guess France.
China.
Greece.
Right. It's from Europe.
Honestly, I'm not even sure.
That's Chris Litwack, Julie Brewster, and Jenny Flanagan. When Kristen Blakeman finds out Cinépolis is from Mexico, she's surprised.
Typically, things go the other way as opposed to this kind of luxury coming up here from there.
It's always been, like, even since I was a little kid, explaining to people that we don't necessarily drive burros and eat tacos every single day.
Carlos Wellman grew up in Mexico City. He's managing Cinépolis' expansion in the U.S. Cinépolis began in Mexico in the late 1940s. It's now the world's fourth largest cinema chain. Even so, Wellman says it was tough to open on this side of the border.
I mean, how are you guys going to do theaters if we invented the cinema, right?
Mexican businesses have been coming to the U.S. for years. For example, Entenmann's and Thomas's English Muffins are owned by a Mexican company. Borden Dairy Products is too. Traditionally, it's huge Mexican corporations that buy existing U.S. companies. Cinépolis is on the cusp of a new trend. Mexican companies coming to the U.S. as themselves. Enrique Hernandez is an attorney in San Diego who specializes in helping Mexicans do business in the U.S. Cinépolis is one of his clients. He says there's a new generation of Mexican businessmen eyeing the U.S. market.
The small companies of the young entrepreneurs, they say, okay, I have the vision, I have the energy, I'm not afraid of the U.S. I actually feel very comfortable in the U.S. market. I have a good product and I can be successful there.
Hernandez says many of these businessmen, like two of the Cinépolis USA partners, get graduate degrees in the U.S. Back at the movie theater, Cinépolis director Carlos Wellman says he hopes the theaters help expand people's perception of Mexico.
There are surprising companies that people aren't necessarily aware of that come from Mexico, the education, the culture, the population, and we hope that this will set a standard.
Cinépolis has identified 15 markets across the U.S. that it plans to move into. Cinépolis wants to be synonymous to film, as Thomas's is to English muffins. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.